off the ball. GAA.
In our setup, it's the next man up. If things don't maybe run your way on a championship day or any day for that matter, the competition is really good.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we look back at last night's epic Champions League semi-final, which saw PSG beat Bayern Munich 5-4 in Paris. Arsenal are in Madrid to take on Atletico in tonight's semi-final, but they'll have to do without one of their key strikers. And Kieran McKenna's Ipswich take another step closer to a Premier League return. But first, European champions PSG will take a slender one-goal lead to Munich next week for the second leg of their Champions League semi-final against Bayern. Luis Enrique's side won 5-4 despite going behind to a Harry Kane penalty. PSG took the lead thanks to goals from Kvaratskhelia, Kvaratskhelia and João Neves. Michael Olise equalised for the German champions. However, PSG were awarded a controversial penalty before halftime. It was put away by Ousmane Dembele. PSG scored another two to go 5-2 up in the second half. Dembele and Kvaratskhelia got their second of the night each. But Vincent Kompany's men came roaring back with goals from Deo Upamecano and Luis Diaz. After the game, Kompany, who had to watch from the stands due to a touchline ban, said they could have scored more goals.
A bit different for me. I was next to all of your colleagues. I was in the press box, so... No, I would have preferred to be on the pitch. I would have preferred to be going with the emotion of the game as well and trying to help, trying to give him something. But I thought the staff did fantastic. Aaron Danks at the front and René Maric, Floribert Ngalula, Dan Fradley, all these guys, the whole team, that did really well to prepare the team. And then the energy didn't change. You know, the energy was there. We suffered, but also we were dangerous. So... It's one thing to look at the goals conceded, which normally five goals away from home in Champions League semi-final, you're out. But if you look at the chances actually we created, we could have scored more. And that has to give us belief.
Bayern striker Harry Kane said some of the defensive work on show was top-notch despite nine goals being scored in Paris.
Even though there's nine goals scored today, I think there was amazing defending throughout the game. 1v1 battles. Look, you've got the best players in the world going at it. The best attackers, the best defenders. Of course, sometimes the attackers are going to come out on top and show their quality like both teams did today. So, but when you go back and actually look at, you know, the centre-halves playing in midfield, playing in attack sometimes, playing out wide against the wingers, credit to them because it's a really hard job, and I thought they was outstanding today.
PSG captain Marquinhos says fine details will decide the outcome of the second leg next week.
The details. I can train English for you. I think the game there will be like the same game, a crazy game again. Two teams that want to win and the score. And the details, you do the difference in the next game. So we need to go there the same mentality, the same personality. So we can do an amazing job there like we did here. I think everyone see how difficult is this type of games against Bayern. When you see we need to do a lot of effort, a lot of good job to win this game. So we need to be, now we need to rest a little bit, so because this game make you tired. And then prepare for that next game, because it's a key game.
Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta has urged his side to deliver a statement win away to Atletico Madrid in the first leg of their semi-final tonight. The Premier League leaders are aiming to win the competition for the first time and reach a final for the first time in 20 years. Arteta says his players have earned their place and insists they're ready for the challenge in Madrid.
This is the stages that we want to be, and we have earned it through incredible work, passion and quality in the last 9 months. And now is the moment to make an statement and show how good we are, how much we want it, and make it happen. It's clear. The opportunity is in front of us and we have to attack it.
Kai Havertz didn't train yesterday, so he'll miss tonight's game. But Ricardo Calafiori and Eberechi Eze are both set to be involved. Arsenal captain Martin Odegaard's urged his teammates to enjoy the business end of what could be a historic season.
How can you not enjoy it? We're playing in probably the toughest and the most competitive league in the world, and we're at the top. We're in the semi-final in the Champions League. I mean, for me, it's hard to understand how you cannot enjoy that. That's what we've been dreaming about the whole life.
Tonight's game in Madrid kicks off at 8 o'clock. The race for championship promotion will go down to the final day this weekend after Ipswich drew 2-2 away to Southampton last night. It means Kieran McKenna's side are a point clear of Millwall in third place. Despite not getting the win they needed, the Ipswich boss says the performance puts them in a good spot to get over the line on Saturday when they face QPR.
You have to take the positives in that performance. We know that we wanted to win, and we said before the game that a draw doesn't count for anything, but it does. It does in your momentum, in your growth as a team, coming back like that, getting the draw, pushing for the win. So we couldn't go into Saturday in a better way than that.
Rene Slager says Arsenal will leave nothing on the table as long as it remains mathematically possible to win the WSL title. The Champions League holders, who have a semi-final second leg this weekend, are 11 points behind leaders Manchester City ahead of tonight's clash with bottom side Leicester. But Slager's side have 3 games in hand in the top 3.
We know we have 3 games in hand. They're all difficult, challenging games, and we have to look at what we can do. But for as long as it's theoretically possible, we'll push everything we can. But that starts with us and what we can do.
FIFA President Gianni Infantino says you don't cover your mouth unless you have something to hide. After a new rule was introduced to ban the action, players will be sent off at this summer's World Cup if they shield their mouth when confronting opposition players. Pier Luigi Collina is chairman of FIFA's referees committee.
It's a bad gesture. We need to care of how important is the impact of anything from the field of play on the new generations of football players and football supporters, football fan.
Owen Sheehan was joined by Arthur O'Dea and David Seagrave in the news round last night. And with football terminology dominating discourse everywhere, whether someone can be described as a technician or a maestro or water carrier was up for debate.
We were chatting earlier about Pavlovich, Alexander Pavlovich, 21 years old. He had been referred to as a midfield technician, which automatically puts you in the 8 out of 10 category. If you get described as a technician, you don't even need to describe if you're a good or a bad technician. Just technician means you're a top-class midfielder, right?
Yeah. Technician is solid as your 8 out of 10 technician, because sometimes, machines can malfunction, but more often than not, the technician is an utterly reliable descriptor. Utterly, utterly reliable, proper technician.
Who are the great technicians?
That's a harder thing. You know, that's funny, your mind went there. Maybe that's your more analytical mind. My mind went to other, and it was funny, other thoughts on different terms.
Okay. So what's a level below technician then?
I guess your water carrier.
Used on the show last night, Kevin Kilbane, reminded us of the trope associated with Didier Deschamps during his playing days, which was the water carrier, to let Pierre and Petit do their thing.
Yeah. Is operator beneath technician?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. 100%.
I think it kind of depends on the context as well, though. Like, if you're talking about someone and you're kind of saying it just like in passing, like, oh, he's a good operator, then maybe it can kind of...
I think I'd like to be an operator. Oh, he's an absolute operator.
There's operator in football terms and there's operator in everyday life. So if you were described as some operator in everyday life, you could be seen as something of a Schlieffen underhanded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
Whereas on the football pitch, I guess operator is largely positive.
You're connecting one to the other. I mean, is that the literal definition of where it comes from? It's like a phone operator. You're the thread through which everything runs.
Yeah, the leader of the call room.
That's pretty good.
I guess it is.
Stitching things.
It's not pejorative in any way in a football sense. Water carrier is certainly below the...
Water carrier is a term. That's not a term of endearment, no. It kind of is, though. You wouldn't want to be without one, you know?
No, Phil says, would the midfield general be in charge of the technician?
He can try.
Pointing. Lots of gesticulating and pointing from the midfield general to the technician in the midfield.
What's Bernardo Silva?
Like, he is the perfect encapsulation of all. You could say maestro, magician, technician.
Bit of a shithouse.
Bit of a shithouse. And is a workhorse.
Yeah.
When he needs to be. But not a water carrier. And... there's a couple of other things he probably isn't either. Dermot Keenan is going to fill you in here. From what I remember, Luis Enrique was a classy winger with an attitude. That doesn't tally at all with your championship manager.
I don't know. Maybe the algorithm wasn't as strong then as it was, you know, is now. But
Sorry. Finally, we have a voice of reason, a voice with gravitas who's been in touch. Our own Stephen Doyle.
Oh, very good.
Enrique, utility man.
Yes.
There you
That's
go.
That's perfect. Perfect.
Perfectly summed perfect. Up. Thank you, Steve-O.
And that's available to listen back to now in your OTB Daily podcast feed for free. The Green Scene returned this week as Matthew Brennan, Ben Symes and David Wilson brought you all things Irish football. And this week the lads chatted about some of the players they hope to see in Heimir Hallgrimsson's Ireland squad for the camp in Spain next week.
Jaden Umo, I just want to see play senior football. And I really want to see how he can cope with the physicality demands of that. Because that's where he kind of shines when he's dribbling and he just powers by players that I do love football. So I want to see that. And then Jack Moyle is the other one for me.
Yeah.
Just seeing him play in a senior Ireland shirt after the excellent season he's had, I'd love to see him start kind of in that, get a little bit of creativity in the team either side of the main striker. Yeah. That's what I'm looking forward to seeing most, I think.
Yeah. Jack Moyle will be up there for me too, but I think I'd go Boston Lowell. Just, I want to see him again because he looked like, Rolls Royce the last time.
You've included him as a defender. I assume you want to see him in midfield.
I can, anywhere, like, anywhere in the back three. If he's stepping out from a back three, I'd fancy him. His range of passes, seems excellent. He seems like he can play multiple different positions. I'm just really excited. I'd see him play anywhere.
Yeah.
And the other one I'm here for is the Aaron Connolly redemption arc. And I would love for him to prove people wrong and to... And to go and score a few goals. And like, man, I remember he burst onto the scene. We thought like this was the next Robbie Keane or whatever it was. But obviously it hasn't worked out like that for him. But it seemed, you know, especially this year, that the football that he was playing at Leighton Orient, he was going back to where...
He was playing a lot off, the left.
Yeah, which
I early in the season
might suit him. Like,
there'd be no harm. We're not littered with options on that.
And like I love seeing in any sport people with something to prove.
Yeah,
like, and he has a lot to prove.
I know this is very. It's not boring. It shouldn't be boring. It wouldn't have been boring if he hadn't been included in the last cup. But I'm fascinated to see what Harvey Vail can do. I really, really like the look of what goes on there, and I'm even more fascinated to see how. The potential of him and Finazaz playing together, what that looks like, because they're not the same player, but they're cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
And we're not going to get to see that this time around, but in the future,
yeah.
That would be very exciting. And Millie Alley is one of these players that I'm actually not entirely sure if he's going to get that permanent move to Portsmouth. Obviously, he's on loan from Luton at the moment. He's shown glimpses of what he can do. He's picked up Man of the Match, two different Man of the Match awards while he's been there, but he's also had... a lot of criticism come his way just because I've always kind of said, like, despite the fact he's not really that young, he's in his mid-20s, he's still very raw and he can be a bit frustrating and his end product isn't always A1. But I think in international football, it might not need to be. And what he does offer is just out of pure pace and all the other stuff that comes along with that, like he's driven. I mean, he's worked his way up through the leagues. Like,
yeah, it's some
like,
story.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. We actually should really get him on at some point because I'm sure he has a lot of stories to tell. But I'll go with Harvey Vail and Millie Alley, but I'm incredibly excited to see if we do get to see Jaden Umo or Jack Moylan and even some of the defenders like your Sean McLaughlins if they do get a run because you've been consistent performers in the championship for years, like the Sean McLaughlin have. So.
And remember, you can listen back to that in full for free in your OTB Football podcast feed. Brian Barry Murphy joined Colin Buick, Ger Gilroy and Matthew Brennan on Tuesday's Off the Ball Breakfast, fresh from leading Cardiff City to promotion from League One to the Championship. And the Corkman says he's lots of belief in the players he has now ahead of stepping up next season.
I heard you talk about your summer plans for the squad heading into the Championship because this is the highest level you'll have managed in so far, the Championship. And you mentioned quality over quantity. The importance of getting that right.
Yeah, I think in the past this club has been very top heavy in terms of players and always has had a policy of recruiting in large numbers. I guess with the perceived idea that gave you a greater chance of being successful. I see things the opposite, really. I see things as we have a very special dressing room of players who've come through this club and who haven't really been tested at the level like myself. And I see that as a real positive where, you know, they haven't been at that level and failed. They can go into that level and I believe they'll do very well. But obviously that test is around the corner.
What surprised you about this season?
The sheer size of the club, really, once it got going. It's an enormous club and there had been a real, difficult period where different parts of the club had been quite disconnected. The fans weren't really behind the team and the owner wasn't really enjoying. No one enjoys it when you're near the bottom of the table. So I think all parties really, and then the players are almost in the middle of that, you know, where... They're going into games kind of, I don't know if exaggerate, but almost like dreading those games where you're thinking, here we go again, we're at the bottom of the table, there's a chance to get relegated. I think the element of real enjoyment had gone from the club and this season because of how well the players have done, and the supporters have got behind it in extraordinary numbers. It's been a very special place to be.
And remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app and on YouTube. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.